active, all the documents conducted on the agenda. I can just adopt the agenda before we start the meeting anymore. Okay, now formally to welcome the members to the meeting whereby we discuss them. We must deliberate actually and discuss the process and then we have to report. But before I start, I believe we don't have guests, so we know each other today. So if who doesn't know, we will find out after the meeting. Then we don't need the gentleman with the bag from PMG. But we come up with
Ubuye Ntlangu.
Will?
Ntlangu.
Ubuye Ntlangu. Usually you have the power here, so now welcome to our meeting.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. On the next slide, Tom, we've got, on the next, where am I now? Okay, apologies. I've got only three apologies in front of me. It's Honorable Namita Shulubana, as you all know, she had a bad operation. She's still not well. Yeah. As we move to the next item, we will discuss the annual report and the budget review. Yesterday, as you all know, that I couldn't come for medical reasons. I just had to take a test. I'm not going to do them in Johannesburg. I'm going to do them in Cape Town. I organized the. I thought that instead of having a meeting yesterday, let's have the AC coming to report to us so we can sort of a workshop to understand how the AG works, how so we can also have an understanding as well on entities. So I hope members it was helpful. I send you SMSs, only two people responded, so people did not appreciate my SMSs. So I just want to know. Oh, you're so sorry for one more. And so I just want to get a view just for the next 2 minutes about the workshop. Because I met the AG alone. But after to the you see now the information that you're giving me, it cannot be mine alone. Bring it to the committee because sometimes we don't have an understanding of how these entities are operating. They come, they lie to us here while not understanding really some of the issues. I thought I want to tell Santa Papa with Parliament.
No, I was just going to remind you that I also responded
but spiritually. Oh. Okay, so I'm just happy. I think as we also continue, we'll have more of the workshops so that we can be on par on what is happening as well. And I think my concern, I'm not sure about any concerns to raise about what was represented yesterday. My personal concern is the issue of procurement more than anything. All these entities where the same supplier is used over and over again, there's unfair competition, and I think that is very unfair, unfortunate. I think those are one of the things that I think we also recommend. Those are issues that we have to raise as well. And not following the procurement procedures. I think it's just a real concern to me, more than any other issue that I've been raised. Any other person wants to raise on a blog?
Okay, if I agree with you, I think I also tried to ask the AG's office if what the subtitle is of that kind of unfair procurement practices in terms of monetary wise, what the impact is. So they couldn't really give us a figure there. So I hope that maybe we should investigate that further to see what the social impact is. And the other matter that we also raised, and the AG also agreed that it is an issue, a problematic issue, is that of the downtown studios. Which is not getting solved, and as long as it's not solved, it will reflect badly, because it's looking very bad for the National Arts Council. So that's also, I think, we should include in our recommendations.
Thank you, and I'll look this up in now. Because that's together for the working panel. In my observation of yesterday's meeting with the AG, saying the same thing, that Jesus said, he will work with him. And according to the concern of the AG yesterday, he said, how are you, man, about the vacancy? When you look to your department, strategy and objective on the issue of the different programs, you will not get what you want to get if you not put the line straight. Because the most of the implemented positions, those people who must do the implementation, like as you're saying, the procurement and the supply chain. If there's a vacuum towards that vacancy, how will we make sure in the entities as well that we actually achieve the objectives of what the department is actually highlighted? That is my observation.
Thank you, I think there's also two recommendations, but not part of the issue that we should have. I believe one of the members who all have this statement. Have you gone through it?
I know now there's a lot of things. I'm not sure about the first
one.
We did. So it's powerful, and that's what you.
I'm also not, I think I could use it because fine. We are on, we'll take it point, what is it now? Page by page. It's not a lot of pages, only 10 pages. So, page 2 is just the table of contents. I think you can just go through it. And members who have read the document, please share with the others. I can see that. Let me forgive me. So,
we can see you. They don't have to say if you see from their eyes, but just say quickly. Maybe as well for I show recommendations on the side. Can you see me right now? You keep the content. It's what is coming. So, can we move on? Okay, sorry. I think page 3, it's more on the role of the mandate of our committee. It's fine, you know that. You also know the role of the mandate of the Department of Health. Can we pass?
Yeah.
Consciously?
Yeah.
Oh, we have found the mandate then. Okay. Then page 4 is the mission of the department. I think we've seen it many times. And then page, and also the constitutional legislation budget is what we have to do. What do
you do?
You know? Okay, I think we can start from page 2-4 downwards, the strategic priorities. It seems that you know, but just to
to grant to looking for. I think members for the current just out of personal lottery, honorable receiver, failed as some of us in our first. So to that member, please let the question. I've just a matter of concern in terms of the first time through the report. That's why we said this thing, we could have done it in an hour with all of us. We the current, so please bear with us.
Then Okay.
And then in three, we have to take each of those strategic aspects in the plan and determine whether we think it was achieved or not, and what our comments are. And that is basically, we'll have to work from page 23 to page 80 in the annual report. I have to look at target and actual and the meaning.
Yeah. I think that's the first we have here. I am just not into the. Can somebody share? Do you want to share the one of the lotus? Thank you, DA, from Falcon. Can you kindly help us? I want to be honest. I think sometimes we must be very honest when we do things we don't need. Can you kindly just assist us with your respect? Because honesty is the best policy.
I also ask Honorable Duncan to assist because we have discussed. So I think if our secretary can just change the summary to point two with the objectives secretly, and then we now have to start with point three and take program by program, and really see things that are, I think, crucial. Obviously there will be minor differences in the arrangement, but I don't think that's too bad. It will now take us some time to actually read through every page. But I think the guidance is, if we look at the last column, reasonable variance, that will give us an indication where the problems were. If we can look at page 22, this is all part of the administration program. But when did they have the annual report? I don't know if it's a secretary, but perhaps.
I think.
So maybe we'll have to wait a bit before things arrive.
Maybe in the meantime, I just want to also contribute to the fact that we're actually
compile a talent report. So I just thought I'll just bring the department's part, not playing it the way it should actually be. You know, in a presentation like they prepare, a lot of things can be, you know, can be hidden. And you don't immediately see it, because they spend time on compiling this report. So we've got to look at the variances and help each other, and then we'll be able to come up with an absolute balance report. Thank you.
Okay, so we're
going to
move on to the next one.
I think when I listen to my colleague here, the variance that we are talking about, the summary that has been given in this budgetary review and recommendation, the thing is, I don't have to say, I'm not remote that day, but it sounds like when you read on this, the way he has summarized it, I don't know who would return it. Item number 4, the analysis of departmental allocation. It's where now you get the sense of the department got so much for this program, and they spent so many percent for this program up to this date, and therefore it's where now we find whether they spend or underspend. So I think the summary that has been just been made, the expenditure for the year 2010-2011, the problem is something related to what both of you have been saying. So I think for us to cope with what you are saying, to go together with the real information from the annual report, I think it would be better if we drive ourselves from, you know, from that page. I don't know what is that page. With the full details, because this one, according to me, is so very summarized, to an extent that we can only look into the program itself, how it has worked, and then what was not achieved, and so on. But otherwise, I think this is the summary. But what I'm taking with you is that what we read, is it in line with what is contained in the annual report? That is what I'm trying to check.
Can I just make a input? I think when I was not done, I must be able to just because you were to object on that thing. I don't know why I'm doing. Because as I said that it doesn't mean that we also don't, but some of those things, you know, when you start grabbing them, it's very true. A lot of things when we went through now, the annual report, that's when we see that there are many things that were hidden. And I think what I would also recommend is that we have a process of that, maybe let's meet before as a community, that just to come and meet the department or entities is much better. It's the same person came there. But I think if we meet the department, maybe that's just recommendation, sort of such a process. Mm-hmm. Let us meet first as a community and then go through these issues very, very quickly. But what I would also do, just for, if you agree with me, more than to sit here in a committee meeting, I think for us now, I will recommend that let's have a workshop on these issues, whether it's AG or on how to get some of that. That's why I said the first one really must come, because I thought some of us are some of you have been honest to me to say that we don't have a certain process because we're new here. So me, they put them, they beat me to use it. That's why I ran away from the finance committee. This was what was happening. So I couldn't understand what was really happening. I said, no, I can't. But I think it's, what I like is that it's the honesty that comes out of the meeting. I think that's what will unite us even more. That's what I'm saying. When I was developed, just check for a day. Otherwise, I won't take you anywhere today. I will take you to the ground, so that I'm also grappling on this issue. I will find John again.
Hello.
One issue that I'm
trying to report.
problematic.
And on, I was still on the same point.
Yeah.
And I mean, the objective that was to do two monitoring that has developed. They have only one son, and they don't do everything. Also, to state why it was, it's not done actually.
I think that is that the reason wasn't provided, so that did not meet the requirements.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Only partially met, but they don't give a reason for. I think also on the next page, to coordinate and integrate that activities with all government authorities, and the output is to facilitate and coordinate the national dialogue on social cohesion, which is extremely important. They have said that the target was to have a dialogue in each province, and only the three. Now the reason is lack of dedicated resources in provinces to execute dialogue. So that is a problem that we could recommend on in terms of provincial budget.
I would just like to make a comment there on specific someone that they're addressing now. When the department was here, I specifically asked that question. When I raised the problem that I had with the department giving us, you know, not exact answers, because I asked them why only the three provinces, that they must not try and tell us where they are now. We want to know why was only three provinces. And at the end, there wasn't a proper answer given. We can maybe check the. I will indeed do so, PNG, just to go and make sure, but I know that I have addressed that question and highlighted to the department that they must please tell us why was it money finance constraint or what was the constraint. Thank you.
The concern that I actually have here also is one that talks to the delay again, you know. But at this point now, these delays are caused by, you know, change of the HC political system. No, it does not reflect to like the DG.
Yeah.
Or the political group, for instance, is the change of minister.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not clear to me. And in fact, either way, how does this contribute to the delay? Because there must be some progress. And people who are working on, you know, on the progress, you know, this is a concern, and I think it's
good.
Yeah,
I think
let's
just keep that going, because that's moving to the next section, that's very important. So I think being on coordination, monitoring and evaluation are probably depending the delay in reporting the reasons for delay, as well as no issue that they didn't get the reasons why they didn't meet the monitoring data set. And then the lack of dedicated resources is it's also too vague. We don't know what the real reasons were. Okay, then we get to the human resource management, and that first one is, I think that's very important to give that as a reason not to implement the organizational structure. They only implement phase one.
Yes.
Now that was, the task was phase one, and that was only done partially. And then that is, but that's because that principles change. So I think the important thing is that we have to determine what extent that the actual political principles have an influence on the organizational structure.
I think that's also
political salaries in the world. So I, my understanding, the political head is not to do that. So I think that is just not the element for that. It's just, if that doesn't out, we cannot just take it. And still coming to the vacancy rate is the issue. I don't know what to say here, because how do you have more vacancies when you've got no budget? Mm-hmm. And when you are not sure what are these people going to do, you know, and they even after they dismissed, they still have a high vacancy rate. And I think that there was a problem in the organizational structure of the department. Mm-hmm. Well. I thought I should. Can I go over to the page 25, you know, and the late allocation of budget on funds, I just didn't understand it very well. How do you say late allocation doesn't given by the budget, late allocation from whom, from the department, because it's them who are dealing with the department, with the funds. So to me, it's one issue. Well, they say no benefits on the incentive program are taken, but I'm not sure, because it's a 2010-2011 budget, and one of the budget issues ministers already was the issues of youth development. So I'm not sure when they say none is undertaken, why the budget was spoke about. I don't know how many millions, I think later most of the one with everything that one to say that the youth development, especially with the minister raised it in his, what you call it, in his budget vote, but now, if then there's no leadership or nothing that has been done for you, then I really don't understand what even there was. You made it public, you know. And as I go on, now I'm understanding what's happening. And on the issue of around 20% of taxmen were received by HR, and what all those three slides down. It shows that how do you have delays in performance reports? Because you must assess quarterly. That's what is in the LRA saying that you must assess quarterly. So I think there's a it's I don't know the word to use. Whether it's incompetence, I think incompetence is the word that I can use. You know, because we are not speaking about a department where it does not have any human resource. Actually, there's a more human resource, human. A capital thing than it is. Okay. Well, still a minute of okay. Okay, let me give another chance. Let me speak a little bit. Because I'll speak a little bit. Okay.
I think I will not repeat myself again. I think I did make my statement on this point, and I highlight all those things. I think that was fit through with all the issue of human resources and also on the program of administration and also other programs. I was saying that activities of the department are organized under the following programs that is also strategic and operational plan. The sector's department service delivering performance given a available resources and the effectiveness and efficiency of the department use of available resources. According to what I read in the annual report and also the booklet is received on the board. On this document, from page 5 to 6 on the program, on the findings on the HR maximum focus areas, most of the people are acting positions, as we saw a week ago. Our CFO of the department is also acting CFO, and also the most strategic positions is not people, and I refer to the procurement and also supply chain management. So, according to the performance also of your workers, there is not a performance, proper performance management when they access the the workers are supposed to be on the issue. And also on the issue of the management of leave and overtime, there's also a question mark. And also the competitiveness of people that is appointed in positions who will not actually perform properly. I think that is the issue that I pick up on this. But I think we must still keep in mind what Gigi was saying last week here. For me, it's not acceptable, because if you look at what page 20 and page 21, it's actually open your eyes and saying that we are not on track, we are in a for a disaster.
I think it's very problematic that we're looking at all these delays in performance agreements. It's the only 20% we see in the rest of all performance agreements. And then, of course, we don't have that when there's no incentive to actually perform.
On the issue of skills, workplace skills, I think I have a challenge when you say there is a delay in the approval of skills plans. How do you realize that people are not sure how skills are made? As much as we want skills for training, but also you develop a skills plan because you acknowledge that there's a social skill in that certain environment. So I think that's one issue that I have the issues on wellness and other things, but I thought I should bring it.
Mm-hmm. I think the problem there is the fact that they have the obligation to get the money from the skills fund to submit by a specific time.
Mm-hmm.
They have to submit by 50 June, they only submit in September.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible, that's a really problematic one.
Yeah. Yes. I also pick up the fact that today is, you know, several old person problems where you train.
Yeah, I understand that, but then my concern is where is the day will pay the difference? You know, when this is clear, so when the person of employees trained in line with the following as explained. But what happened to the 70%? That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the next section is information communication technology. We have a lot of variance.
My first issue was that they say 5% of ICT strategy implemented for risk, the same project. I think I probably remember when the budget of the ACD, she said that they are on top of this issue and they will give us a change. They I think then that means they finally set the committee board. If you can only implement 5% on what she has said and they have given a plan. But secondly, IT is very important now. We deal with IT at government level. Well, the ICT becomes very important. And it also it still delays, you know, delays, but delays from what? That's why I always said there's a high level of incompetence as well, you know. But what my issue is that what they're supposed to do, it's not, there's nothing that is 100%, you know, and you ask yourself, well, even 80% or 19%, it tells you that way, we have a serious problem. I'm not sure what somebody helped me on this kind, what? The contribution of encryption software, is it about what's that? What's the encryption of software? On the first one, on the first point. Number one motive. I don't know the right thing. What is that? So, malfunctioning from what? How does it malfunction? So that means, I was about to say, it's either manage or it's not, was not even. Then that means there was a problem. Where did I from? Service coverage? So I think, I'm not sure what was it, but I think something that then it was not managed properly, or whether sometimes the service provider that is not proper on you, that's my problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe I just want to take all of them, all the variances, all the reasons they're put in one. Because the AG, the Auditor General, made mention that they feel there's an insufficient control over IT, and it is seen currently as a weakness of the department. So maybe we can phrase it like that, that it is a concern for us. And then maybe also to remind members, when we discussed the new growth path document, we also spoke of the vacancies and all of that, but then the department made mention of that they're going to employ in particular in the IT sector because there is a need for it. But then again, the new growth plan has nothing right now to do with the annual report. I'm maybe just highlighting that.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we can use what I said in the beginning. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, I think that's because it was specifically also mentioned yesterday by the AG. So I think there was also something mentioned of security passwords and things like that.
Yeah.
So that means the department's documentation information isn't safe.
Mm.
Anything else on the information communication technology? That basically isn't what's one of the problems there. Because they really didn't meet the objective. Okay, financial management. Next one. That's a short one.
On the issue of certain names, they didn't say why they spend the bulk of the money the last time, or maybe in the last month of the close of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
If you see 92% was spent by 30th March and you
remember. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I think on page 31, most people
mm-hmm.
say that.
That's the financial government compliance, because it wasn't perfect for
think I've noticed something like that.
No, I think she mentioned more about the created a mind objective. I think that was the content of the department.
I also think she talked about the late payments. She referred to the late payments. And we raised that question here in the portfolio committee over the TG, even in the borough where we did it in East 249.
I think Chairperson Hoskin can comment on what also the issue said. I think what Mona Frank was raising is very important that much interest, but the late payment, because even when they were presenting, I never know the book. One of the issues that were raised, why the late payments, was there, but an implication as well. So it goes back to the question of competence as well. Why the late payments?
And compliance.
Thanks.
Okay, because that also said here in the department itself that they did have problems with annual financial statements as well as expenditure management. So,
they also raised the issue of to comply all the issues of supply chain management. They said the same companies or service providers get the personal opportunity of contract because of the not following the proper procedures of the issue of the procurement.
That's
not
like 32,
yeah.
I think financial management is basically a case that it's all fine. So we can perhaps then ask Vele to just look at the full compliance, because I'm sure that there is something about not complying in total. And they didn't give reasons for the variance there.
Yes, I actually want to make a comment quickly about the heating the room. I will come to the document. I feel very bloated in this room. Maybe it's too hot. I mean, my face and everything, I'm really hot as I'm sitting here. I wonder if we can just put it down for a while. Thank you.
No,
15 is too, it's going to become too cold. Make it at least 18 or 19.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as long as it's not 22 or 23.
Yeah,
I think I have some issues for them and special one. I'm not sure that you the same issues that I raised another third one. To say that I don't understand what my issues are, there's a lot of doubts in that department. So how do you follow the service aspect and the service provider? Those are just legal issues as well. But the second is, there's this capacity constraint, and I don't understand this capacity constraint, because you've got a lot of people that are there, you can't even pay them, but then you come and say you still have the capacity constraint. I think for me, that's one issue. I think you would have to restrain. But also, woman, why the consultative process, everything is just delayed. You know, I mean, a consultative issue is you can even just call as people as soon as possible. And 23% of the GST bills, although they did not give the reason, out of 23% out of GST buildings, what they're upgraded in relation to security, what about the rest? You know, although they didn't write any variance there, but I thought it's one of the issues that I should write one on.
You talk about the buildings. Is it not a responsibility of the department parties to make sure that the different departments have open? Now, why are there the functions of the department? And it's up to upgrading and also make the building accessible for people with disabilities and so forth. It's not their function. It's not a good function.
Yeah, I think if you listen to the DG last week, you mentioned this point that public works came back to the department and said they don't have the capacity to do this, which means they push it to the next financial year, which is the reason why I think they are allowed to do this.
Can I try to add to that? I quite agree. I just want to add to it. The DG also said that there is a need for a proper memorandum of understanding between the Department of Arts and Culture and the Department of Public Works with regard to buildings. And then also where they link up in providing certain services that cannot deliver. So maybe we also just need to monitor that process of the
MOU. You could perhaps just keep that in mind for our recommendation, of course.
Yeah.
Anything else on the facilities management? Please, we have a question that affects the public works responsibility, but supply chain management. Now, my problem there is that according to this report, everything is not successful. And if we take what the AG said yesterday, this is highly problematic. So once again, this shows you that the orders were awarded, but that doesn't say that it was fair and proper. Well, if we report on this, according to this handbook, we also use the AG's report as part of our comments. And maybe we should comment on the fact that they don't, that the AG specifically refers to supply chain management as a major problem.
The department.
what you just say that although the department was fine, according to the agency, the entity is at the problem in terms of their supply chain management. Yeah. And maybe we could also just think of a recommendation that the department should have closer oversight in terms of those entities and how they do their procurement. Well, I think that's something here as well. Okay, so satisfied with supply chain.
I think that's the issue of the issue of that's the agency's report. To say that there's unfair competition. I think that's a very important that must say unfair competition. But based on other issues that same suppliers are used over and over again. I think it's a serious challenge because there's clear corruption. It is corruption because that's where you enrich certain people, you know. And they even know that they'll tend that they go to them. I thought I should raise it too. And now the processes of deviation is used just to get that from the supplier. I thought I should just check.
Anything else on supply chain?
Maybe I would just like to add that if I remember correctly, and I'm not sure whether you're correct, but colleague, is when the Auditor General said that the department must take a responsibility for the fact that the entity is not actually, you know, that they have the 48% that comes from all the entities, from within the entity. So we also need to put pressure on the department, because as part of the 84% of the budget of the department, it is all goes out. So it's the majority most of the money that goes out, so they must take better control. And that the annual report actually reflects what's being reflected by the Auditor General within the annual report.
Well,
Mr.
Bustavas,
you
didn't get that. You were looking
for the channel. Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to look now anymore. But, okay, well, what I'm actually saying is, I think the AG made it very clear yesterday that although compiled by the AG that we see 58% of is indicated with regard to entities being uncompetitive or unfair procurement processes, that they make themselves, what shall I say, guilty of that. And then they said that the department, we must keep the department responsible to ensure that these entities, do better in the supply chain and procurement of.
Okay, then we move to corporate governance. That's page 23. Yep, page 23.
One thing I was going to raise is what you had raised on the lottery on the issue. Looking at the 21 out of 25, it's the issue between the department and the ministry of the issue of downtown. I think it's part of it, because it leads to the qualification of the, I think one of the major issues that caused the qualification in NAC. But from my personal observation on what has been presented, the department is not monitoring the status. They are just doing what they like. When they come and present here, they believe it. It seems to the department to them is open advantage because they're hearing some of the things for the first time. Because when you ask the one who's involved, like last I asked Mr. Dimash, you know about this capital project, he was not sure whether to say no or yes. because it's a clear sign. I mean, you can't, PANSAL could not run to that state if the department was monitoring it. So that's the issue as well. And I think I must be fair on answer on this one. How do you cut the department, the budget of for total museum 50%? That means you don't understand the challenges that they are going through. And those are the challenges that they're playing. Then you go and cut a budget by 50%. And I think you must take that because it's very important for us because they were clear how they... I'm not saying they must rely only on the department, but I'm saying they're used by cut it by 20%, but not by 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Then how do you expect that museum to survive when it's part of our heritage as well? So I think they don't understand what is happening there, what they are facing as a department. The Nelson Mandela Museum, so we can name all these editions. Sarah, same story. Everything is same story, whatever you read. I think the only ones who could manage themselves is like the Natal Museum and these other ones who I don't think they even went to the library of the blind. I'm not even sure that they know what is happening there. I thought they don't really go there. And that's why the entities do what they want. And you receive money where they want because they are not monitored as well, you know. And I still have a problem with this capacity constraint. I'm the only one who feels this capacity constraint, you know, woman. And I thought I should just raise it. That is very clear, they don't monitor those entities a lot. I'm not saying that they must be all over there, but you still monitor. The age also raised, okay.
I absolutely support what the Secretary has just said, and the CG4 in particular, where they have an outset of developing a funding model for public entities in conjunction with branches and all of that. They could not meet this outset. They could not meet this outset, and therefore, maybe what the Secretary has referred to. Take the monument being cut for 3% so we must put pressure on the department, not telling us it was capacity constraint, but give us the real reason as to why such a model was not being formulated or developed. Thank you.
So I think this is a very serious problem for corporate governance because of all the entities that the department has to manage. And I think this is also something that we can make a few recommendations about.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on corporate governance?
Maybe if you look the way it has been structured, they have a good reason for the public entities not receive the unqualified ability to say most of them that it was a non-compliance by party. But as a department was supposed to monitor those buses, what are the measures, the controlling measures that are taken in order to see to it that the public entities do comply? So I think it is in the recommendation it's also need to indicate what are the departments doing to control the measures for them to comply with the decision.
Okay, anything else? Can we move on to the legal services page for the next court?
Just generally, how do you have budget constraints? from the first place, you have this program to do a manual. Then, halfway to 5%, you just leave it. So, why did you do that at the beginning? I think I've got an issue here. There's an issue with planning. Whether I don't know what it is, but it's really.
Recurring issues and delays.
Those factors, if you are understand which issue that they are facing on every but I also pick up this other point that say training was not done on the legal issue.
I think it's the court department works with a number of pieces of legislation such as the Heritage Act, the FARA Act, Pantheon Act, so I think people working in those different sections have to be knowledgeable about the actual acts of it. So it's therefore disturbing that they could only, that they couldn't train the people. Because that impacts on your compliance.
This is what I'm saying here. This is my concern. I mean, tells me that there's no training in legal issues. And here, training was not done. I'm just highlighting it, but you know, something that is not very
important. Maybe what it means is that the issue will be asked what should be the result, and what should they have done. But if you look into the actual,
I remember the chairperson was asking this question, I mean myself also, where is the communication, what is it?
The information.
The person was supposed to be in the meeting the day when the person was here. In the same venue, the person was not here in the same venue. And we were asking the DJ why this person, the communication manager, not coming with you every time when you come to us as a partner to the phone community. So well, now I see why they just bring their thing.
Yes. Well, they don't dare for the pastor to come up with
something that struck me now that I found shocking. If you look at to consolidate relations with media, particularly arts and culture journalists, and then the target is at least one media statement a week in a whole year. I mean, that target itself is problematic, and I think that's
desirable.
How can you communicate with media?
But also the media statement that they're speaking about the briefings, it doesn't say anything to our employees, even on social cohesion or any other program of the department. It says nothing about the programs of the department, because it's only the Women's Month and Heritage Month. What about the rest of them? Of the, how many were? About 8 or 9. And it says nothing, also programs that we've been asking about, or names that have been changed and all that. But also, there's an issue that we raised, you see, on using visa. If it is, how do you say, these not using visas in 5 big towns? So what are you saying to, what are you saying about our own people who are supposed to receive their communication in big towns, in farms, in rural areas and all that? What are you saying about that? So I think they are prioritizing them, you know, on most projects of these. So, on, so the communication part is a kind of, it is just in terms of.
But if we read it within in context, because
Mike,
today, please forgive me. I tell you later why I need to be forgiven. And if you read it as a whole, does it not make sense? Because I'm looking at media statements released under the output, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then number of media statements released is the those are the indicators. And then, of course, they are saying at least one media statement released. That's target for 2010, 2011. But if you go to the actual media statement on most of the key projects released, so maybe we are not talking of one statement which was released.
Mm-hmm.
Unless if I don't understand this.
But it's target. You can't just pick it up from one
kind of one.
No, target is not. And we can also comment on the strategic plan and the objectives.
Yeah.
So we can say that target is really problematic.
It's problematic.
It's not
problematic.
I'd like to be the communication officer.
Oh.
But there's no complications about the community. Anything else on communication?
I mean, how are they claiming the problem? I mean, you continue that you will explain to me that people be informed.
Mm-hmm.
If you see this report, every event on South and all over the television, and only that only show the environmental is really maybe launching the processes. Like today, I read hear on the radio they talk about the Mora Machel event, but when it comes to other things, very 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 quiet.
Chairperson, I don't know, I've gone onto the website of the department and it is still under construction.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I mean, you know, if I speak on all the languages, I'm so much, you know, I was so excited getting onto it. But unfortunately, whatever is written here, target and actual, it cannot be true. So I want to raise that as a main and a real concern. We need to highlight that to the department. What are they doing? Where is the money going? And why is the website still under construction?
Someone else was asking, and for maybe we must reach out to us tonight, long and so the entrance. We must be hard to go to the set up.
I can't ask you such a question.
I know you. That's why I'm surprised on this committee that night.
I can change the language.
I'm
and I think that they must
pull the...
I'm
yeah.
Sure
I have
signed
on the one of them, and I was like, look at them.
Okay,
yes, so that isn't because it's stated here that this stuff was finalized.
Okay. Last one under paragraph 1. Office and Security Services. Very bad. Current in approval process. We all do. And I think this is throughout every time that they get like delay or prolonged, they don't get the real reason why.
Yeah. I think okay, the most of when it comes to the implementation, then the people have just comment.
Mm.
And saying things is the delay of starting process. I mean, in the most of your different part of this, this is the command that the department sees. So there's no, for me, there is no willingness. You can say it's not willingness because there's no properly a time frame saying we're working on this time frame for 6 months. After 6 months, that must be complete. Because there's no time for instance people working on. And I think we must highlight it.
Mm. And I think that ties to the fact that they don't have the performance agreement.
Mm.
So how are they measured?
Yeah.
Also say that the department is not born 2010, 2011.
Mm.
I mean the department will come a long way. It's like other in other departments. So I just, as the chairperson is saying, we must not end this thing very shortly. All each and everyone must be treated equal according what the procedures telling us in Parliament on the issue of the party review, on your threat plan and your objectives. So there's no maybe soft end.
Then we're done with program one, and I would suggest a break for 10 minutes, even if we get anything, just to stretch our legs.
Yeah, if you don't take it off, I let go of the seat. Yeah. I know that you need a seat.
15 minutes.
Yep.
You can call me if it's not again, then I'll come and do it. I believe, let's be honest, to say that the funny issue that I've been raising, especially on the portfolio committee, they are not the deliverables really made on the society. Let's be honest. Let's say, like a choral music in that, it's something we Africans of any race do, whether we sing it the way we like, and it's our people, it's our culture, but nothing has been done. You say budget constraints. You know, you check, everything is just a budget constraint, but there are no budget constraints when it comes to Makufe Festival, to what's the other one, international, what, Cape Town, Jersey Festival, which have got, I'm not saying that we must not partner each other, but they've got no mileage for our own people, you know. How many people afford, even on a Duncan, maybe it's difficult for me and you to buy a ticket. It's about how much? 700,000 or something. Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say, what benefit does it benefit our own people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wanted to say, in terms of, because that's why we want to get the social cohesion, because those are issues that bring the social cohesion. And then you have an issue like SATMA, South African Service Summit, because bring everyone, Indian color, the Africaners. I was shocked that. There's Bola Muslim being played like that. It was very interesting. People were dancing. Those are the parts that bring social cohesion, but those are not supported. You see?
Mm-hmm.
I think, you want, and then, I don't know, how many visits? But on numbers of stages, no standards of excellence were implemented. So what deliverables are you making? You know, and actually, let's be honest, nothing has been done. No, nothing has been done. Nothing actually has been done.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, right? There's nothing that has been done.
Because I'm also worried about the community arts centers.
Mm-hmm.
It's been for years now. Every time it's in the annual report, but nothing happens. And I think the DG or someone also said again that now they're going to focus on this now. And in that growth path.
Yes.
And
yeah.
But it's
no, like
been done.
And Chair, on the issue of bonus regeneration, we've been speaking about this, and nothing has been done. That's why our society is, it says no budget for the review, you know. So there's no budget. And basically nothing has been done, really.
So I'll bring up to this for defense.
Yes,
that's
the thing. Yeah, thank you, Tozaman.
Government, as we say, nothing has been done. I'm seeing something done. I don't know if it's unconfirmation, but I see that activities for Women Month celebrating were implemented. And what page 44? It didn't start from page 8 to page 4. So to say nothing, we must be 100% sure that there was nothing. Because I did see that there is something, albeit very.
But what can I? I'm not saying I'm sort of assuming.
Activities for Women Month celebration implemented. That's one thing I think.
But it's a national program.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a national day.
Oh, okay. So the challenge is on the ground.
But I think what's also worrying, if we look at the budget expenditure, they spend 100% of the budget. On what is that thing?
Training of 24 community as counselors. Why do I see these things that were done?
What are you looking for? I'm looking for those that are outstanding.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you. We might got it once we politically and correct, politically correct as well as we should say very different. And what if we say nothing? Somebody will speak this morning and I think that something was done here.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot write it off like this. Something were done. Very little. We are not impressed. We are not impressed. But we cannot say nothing was done. Guys, so if you call it guys, in honorable members, members say.
I'm not a guy
for. Now, I think one should ask the question also that what is the money actually spent on? Because we're talking of almost half a billion rand. A lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I get a breakdown. Mm. understand that there was very little service delivery in art and culture and society. And it's a pity because that is where social cohesion and nation building
can come from.
Yeah.
Sorry,
on
page 44. The doc said we start from 35 to 45.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to pick up something between those pages before we write it off completely. Much as we don't understand much, but we need to get this thing affected correctly so that we are politically correct.
So, Chair, are you referring to the one that bottom is still there?
Yes.
Yeah. Under the actual
yeah.
things that happened.
Yeah.
But that is on
Zoom,
and I don't understand.
And there is support. I was still going on. 24
okay.
Community arts councillors were also trained. Very little, but two of them.
What is the wrong? Let's all look into the parties so that we know what is it.
The actual.
Yeah, for instance, the measurable objective. That is what it, I think the department was researching to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the outcome, give the code, the outcome, that I think, what would I call it? The target ahead. That is the target ahead. But when we talk about the actual, I think the indicator and the target in terms of the
mm-hmm.
but the actual, that means it's where we measure now. Have they achieved what they planned to?
Exactly. On that particular block, through you, Chairperson, yes. Because the major objective was to support. Support of emancipation of women in South Africa through arts, culture and heritage programs. They wanted to do that through those programs.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said at the end, the actual thing that happened was that year there was this month, Women Month celebration in all segments that justified that only. I understand there's a lot of wrongs, maybe they get only 5%. But you can't even say what they've done, they didn't do. That's what I'm trying to say.
So you that's all right. I think I would agree with you.
Mm.
But from even to myself, to further represent you, I would say no, totally not. Because according to the association of women, not the informal sector, I have a great concern. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, we are coming a long way as women. Something like this is emancipation.
Yeah,
everybody,
I think.
And that's what I'm saying. This issue is not about women.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the deliverance of men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not referring to you. When we say nothing has been done, it says about 90 or 95% has not been done. The issue of women today is a national holiday or national commemoration day. Whether they liked it or not, they were supposed to do it. It's like Heritage Day. Whether they liked it or not, they were supposed to do it. December 15 is Reconciliation Day. Whether they liked it or not, they are supposed to do. But beyond that, what have you done? Also the target, who was there? Mm-hmm. You see, to discover the whole aspect of the geographical origin. Who, where is that thing? Now, I want to take you to 545, where it says national gender policy on arts and culture includes developed. What does it say? The AC reference group could not be established.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you saying that? What is it
mm-hmm.
now? You use it? I want it. And then they say now insufficient capacity. So on the deliverables or the measurables, nothing has been done. But on the commemoration day, it has been done.
Yeah.
Because it has been done.
Okay, we agree.
Yes.
I don't know whether you heard if you were out, but if one looks at the expenditure of that program,
mm-hmm.
they spent 100%.
Yes.
So, what was it spent on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In some way, something
yeah.
is something, and this is the one program where job creation is also important.
Mm.
So, I think this is probably the program.
Yeah.
Especially with regard to the
women
and the
and women
as
well.
Yeah.
The most challenges today is if you can't do a policy on gender, then you can't do any program without the policy. Because where would we be speaking on? You must be guided. Thank you, Mamma Munda Uba. I wanted that word. So that's why we say nothing has been done. Because even any cultural sector can do anything they want, and then they excuse me saying there's no gender policy. I guess that's what we do, all of us, when it's not part of our policy, when it's convenient for us, you know? Mm. I'll make an example with my party. We were saying give freedom of nationalization in the 80s. Now the UK is saying, hey, let's go get what we said. The UK is saying, no, no, no. It's not our police. But the other one who's been saying this for how many years? Since the formation.
Uh-huh.
I know TA must not comment, but I'm just making an example. I'm just making a
comment. Comment on that.
No. Yes, you do. Even the land issue, we said one land, you call it now. You think you say in the land?
I've
taken
that.
No, it's not.
I want to
say. I know you will have to link the land.
Wait for the policy. Okay, sir. I think probably in our report we must just express our dismay at this program. And if one looks at, and I think this is what Honourable Duncan also tried to say earlier, if one looks at the DG's report, the presentation, it is fine.
Yeah.
There are a few hiccups, but it's... Okay. Can we conclude with program two? So I think that is a general...
Yeah.
Problem there.
Yeah.
Okay, then we go to program three, the National Language Service.
Yeah.
47 to 49.
That's not enough of papers and
numbers.
And
to get the environment during the test session.
And the third session, where are we now? I'm just referring to that. Whether it has been tabled or not. So this is what I wanted to just check out.
Well, we can just compare that to what they say in their August here. Just looking at the specifics in the different columns. That's what we mentioned. So I think this is also one of the things in the handbook. It says in terms of the presentation of the annual report, it's not correct. Chair, and I think this is also very important that we must urgently pay attention to. Remember, it was at the State Advisors of the Cabinet of Ministers that that's the language report. And the revised one was published in the Gazette last week. But as a committee, we may request that bill to be given to us before it goes to the Speaker. So that we can discuss it, and I think we should. Because there's a court deadline, March next year. And if the minister doesn't meet it, he will be in contempt of court order. So we will have to, in some way, just get this process quicker. But I don't know where the process is, it was published in the Gazette last.
I think
we can't even wait for the house to order the phone. We can ask for it beforehand.
Okay, I think some of the can to also just to amend our program. I think tomorrow we'll do it better. So it's something that we can do. I forgot, I didn't know that there was also given time for it by the coach. I know our friend Lawrence.
Yes,
I talked to him. Actually, I think he wanted to come to the proposal committee as well. But I don't think he's got issues more on this, but I'm not sure. Maybe he can pick something up. But thanks for that.
Okay, National Language Service comments.
Thank you. I'm looking at on page 47. I note that they indicate that for that particular thing, the bottom one, that numbers, the numbers of postgraduate students in Gaza is present. But I'm taking, if they say 100, they are showing 100, the extra department section. They say 100 postgraduates awarded that. But we need to know what happened. I can be awarded a bursary and go and take. Is it possible to do some follow-up so that we know the outcome? Yes, people got bursary, but did they achieve at the end of the day? Because it's well and good to say bursary for awareness. But unfortunately, the extra, they are saying 119 postgraduates awarded bursary. Yeah, you get a bursary to go and study, right? And what happened? We need to, is there any way you get a feedback? Because people can go there and all say, that's what I'd like to ask. Thank you.
Yes, I think we could also use this as a recommendation that the department should in future also give us feedback on the actual successes.
Okay, thank you.
Just a report on what you requested at the valley. John managed to get a venue tomorrow. What was his request of us? Please write down what time? Half of nine again.
Half
of nine. Yeah, so that we don't come in that time.
Yeah.
Then we still wouldn't change the meeting. What the name
called?
Eight, three, three, seven.
Half
past nine. So that we don't.
You win.
Oh, look what's in our meeting. Welcome, Venerable.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm.
Please don't gossip. She speaks okay.
I'm just coming to see if our culture is in good hands.
You must see that you're the last of the committee and come here. Look how one of us are coming and
settled.
Look who's sharing. I'm a very. It's a democratic. It's
then
it's
really
okay, thanks. I just
want to raise that. Okay, thank you. Right, okay, we're still on the National Language Services. Honourable Mashona mentioned the whole question of they say that they've awarded the 119 bursaries, but we don't know whether those students in fact pass and whether it is money well spent. Do you get value or money?
No.
So we could recommend then that the department should give us feedback on the success. But just another thing, if you look on page 46 at the key highlights, the second sentence, the National Language Service awarded bursaries to 166 students who rose at Weister.
Oh.
But we've got 119 on this line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I can't see any other bursaries here. So, one could perhaps just point that out in our report and just ask for clarity. Once again, the presentation of the report.
I know you're a professor in this context, but I think I want to be more biased again to say that why only those two universities? Because one of the universities, even the former, what do they call it, historically disadvantaged universities, they do provide this. Some of them. I think I know Fort Hare is one of them. And you need to let me know why specific is this one.
I can answer that
question. Okay, please
It was still in my department and I was never for the department.
Okay.
It was for specific training as language practitioners, as translators and interpreters and lexicographers. So Free State is the only university that has the comprehensive package. Rhodes, I think it is for English and English literature. But one could ask whether this can't change, whether they're going to exclude other universities forever.
So does it mean these other universities don't have the service?
No.
Like that. Oh, okay. Now you see.
Then it's unacceptable. It was just a question before. If you can remember too, because so now we have started with a static raised the issue also around skills development. I also raised the issue of the bursaries because they didn't think about the bursaries that they provide for the universities. And I was asking the question why you only focus on certain provinces. While we have nine provinces, what about those provinces who don't have universities? Remember? And what about those provinces where they don't have universities? And I didn't get a response from the gentleman on that day. But also, I asked him for those who finish their studies, where are they going to only drop out or where are they going to reset? Now, the private sector is actually make use of those students who finish their studies.
Could I just quickly just answer that? Those bursaries are structured in such a way that it pays for accommodation as well. So students from anywhere in the country can go to, let's say, Rhodes or Free State. So everything is paid for them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think then, my question on what you are saying, then maybe we might not answer it, then which demographics, where were the students coming from? And And you see, when it comes to the issue of language, we must be very sensitive, because it doesn't mean that it's only Africans who want to socialize. We tend to think other races are not interested. I think it's very important for the democracies to know, for us to know as well. I know it's in detail, but I think it's one of those questions that we need to try to look at.
Language can unite or divide the nation.
That's my understanding. And in this country, we are fighting so much for this 11 languages and now the 12th one. So that we are divided and that's the And why do I say this? Because I don't know whether I was lucky or whatever, but in 1991, I went to the United States on the communicative approach as a teacher. And the only reason why America to me is so successful is because they speak one language. So we are striving with ourselves here. Okay, you will correct me later. That's as far as I know. That they speak one language. They'll be speaking this high language, all of them, the whole country. And because of that, they are united. See, now here we are fighting hard and whatever. That's what I said, our 11 languages, plus even the five, so that we are divided. Why do we fight that losing case? Thank you.
I think that's disappointed in that.
Oh.
Knowing the historical context of South Africa and what it was so, I don't think you can say it. That's why we fought for the recognition of our own 11 languages, for those languages are correct. And that's why the students in 1976 took to the steps and marched against the language of oppression, which was African. The Americans are speaking English because they are also slaves. They were slaves from Africa to go to America. They were forced to speak the language. Unfortunately, they were not in the country like us. They were across the seas. The only way to die for them was to go to the sea and die. That's unfortunate part. If they are officials, the languages, but in America, they speak Hispanic, they speak Chinese, they speak, and even the English is not the same. You go to Alabama, a person that is in Alabama doesn't speak like a person in New York. There's some parts of America where you can't even hear what they are saying.
Oh my God.
Yes, that is the problem. You see, I always say we are always given an impression, even here in South Africa, people from Africa think that we all speak English. We speak English once. If one is this language that made us communicate, you know. Because if we are registered to our constitution right now, a lot of speaking Africans have been responding in this culture, but our Jiskala will be speaking Tola, Velos will be speaking Tonga. So it's just a compromise that we are doing here. So we were all fighting for our language, and historically, in all the oppressed states, the first thing that we do when we destroy a person, we destroy the language. That's why with the slaves, now I don't want to go deep in politics. That's why with the slaves, we had to change their name from Candida to Rosetta. Because you're killing my culture, you're killing me. You're killing my identity. So you started the language to kill my name, you kill my. You see, that's why I never liked this one in state school, although I completed it there. Because there, we're told as Africans, you mustn't speak your language in school yet until you go out of the yard. While I'm playing with the next black kid, don't say no, speak that language. You see, why are they saying they're killing my identity as if English is okay? You know, that's why you should remember the debate. That's why in the debate, the one that we had about languages, we're saying that one of my arguments was that I say I love Afrikaners because Afrikaners will speak that language there. When you get out of that case, your mother and your African, they speak African. Mm. I'm not saying I'm being biased, it's the truth. I've seen it, it's happening. Even in African churches, they just speak. So it has destroyed that as African. So I think let's understand now why. Otherwise, we wouldn't have that deal of languages. And a lot of people have taken us to court as well if we follow the right process. I think let's have a personal understanding where we are.
Thank you for the education, but I also know that the Babel couldn't be completed because of the language issue.
I think that's
the Bible
was written
by somebody we don't know. Thank you.
Okay, I think let's go back to our language service. Any other comments? If I just look at the spending, they spent 98%, so they were. But as I said, I've got a problem.
Can you clarify the name? I'm looking on this one of, what is it, TSP1. They're saying, what? The supplying of what HIV, official language of HIV. And the actual that collaborator has completed, I think it's a third block from the top on page 48.
Okay, collaborate, complete, verify,
clarify in terms equivalent.
Can you clarify the amount of it lost? What is it?
Okay, term equivalent is when you, for example, have a term in English for anything to do with HIV/AIDS, and then you have it in Afrikaans and Sesotho if you call that, so that's the term equivalent.
So now they are saying they only did, only in four
official languages, yes, and they don't specify which.
And that means the rest never, were never able to get them.
But the target was only two. So they actually exceeded the target.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, now I know also on the following page, the HRT, the human languages technology, that they didn't complete everything they would, but by nature in that industry things take very long because it's creating and developing computer programs. So it's very technical. And I think, and I know it's also outsourced to universities.
What is the lexical?
Is it called
lexical?
We need to make dictionaries.
Oh, okay.
People make dictionaries, lexicographers.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
So they sit there and say cow, and then they say cow.
But see, this is also another issue that we must look at, because the lexicographers are being funded by CanCell. And there isn't enough money for them. And we still have to discuss what we can do with that. That it shouldn't perhaps go to universities or something. That should, as an aside, we must still discuss that. Okay, can we complete National Language Service? Then we can conclude for today. And we've done three programs. I'm going to say that.
Yeah. Good morning. I'm going to go. I hope you all see that. To me, I don't understand what it talks about. The process is still ongoing. And if I were to ask somebody, ongoing until when? You know, when I look at that, I don't know. This is what I'm thinking of, you know. And
Yeah, I think that's an important point, that my time limit is actually set. We should also mention that time frame.
That's what we're saying in the beginning with the
phone call.
Yeah.
We always say that.
Okay.
I think, thank you, lots of. Otherwise, you've done justice to me now, to be honest. I was just a blanket person. PMG, please don't write that to members of the blanket on
you. No.
Please, only know what you call it, take. Please don't say that you didn't know anything.
No.
I think if you are a member, you leave everything to the chair. Because I used to know in the company, Putana company used to do anything, we just come and sit and then we get out. I think, as I'm saying, it must teach us as a member some responsibility because we always leave everything to the chair. So I used to do that myself. So now I was on the hot seat today. And thank you, Honorable Lottwick. And you see, thanks, it's not Honorable. Who's the one in defense? My thing. Otherwise, we're going to the media. The meeting, but thanks a lot to you.
Before you complete, I just want to check this. Another item here, I just want to know where we are. There is other business of the committee. Is there any other?
Okay, I think the only other business, I think, is this invitation. Remember when we discussed that if someone wants to launch a book in Parliament, And then I said that they can give him the venue. I mean, if that's in Hausa, we cannot not be promoting. So I said, I'm going to give him the venue and give him whatever he wants. And the permission was given is on the 26th, which is next Wednesday, the new wing. We have got a few pictures. Okay, well, members of parliament don't do that. That's not.
No, I can.
Okay. Okay, so this is what is it, and let's support this gentleman when he speaks about our history. I think for it. But the other issue that we had to do was the issue of just a report over I've done the study for motivation.